Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite.
And I'm Jacqueline.
Great to talk to you again, my friend.
It's always good to talk to you.
Well, for first-time listeners, we should tell them a little bit about who we are and what we're about. And Jack and I have worked together for many, many years at this point. We're both astrologers, and we're both very psychic. We do tarot classes, astrology classes in different locations, and that's the beautiful thing about Blog Talk Radio, that she's down in Florida, and I'm right now in Virginia, and here we are both talking to you.
It's Jack, a great
tell
thing.
Us a little bit about yourself. So tell everybody about who you are, Jacqueline, and what you're up to these days as far as your readings and your classes.
Well, I'm an astrologer and tarologist, and I have current locations in South Florida in the Treasure Coast area. I am currently at the Spark of Divine in Vero Beach every Friday, and also I start a beginning astrology class teaching there on January 19th. And in the process of that, I'm going to be doing a beginning tarot class there as well. So it's a great learning center, and it's a great spiritual center there that I truly enjoy. And then I have my place in Stuart that I work at every weekend, the B&A Flea Market. And I've been doing this for a very long time. I think it's 18 years now. My specialties are in one-to-one relationships and definitely professional and career-wise. I can really tune in a lot to what the person is doing as far as their work is concerned and what's right for them to do. So there's, you know, those are my two strong specialties, but I enjoy all of the aspects of astrology and have been a student for a lot longer of years than I have done this professionally, and will continue to be a student of astrology for the rest of my life.
And the other thing I wanted you to share with people, because many of the people that are calling in from different parts of the continent, so if they wanted to have a phone consultation with you, because Jack and I both do people remotely, and we do record our readings, and we take the time to really prepare the chart. So tell them how they could reach you if they wanted to have a phone consultation with you also, Jacqueline.
They can call me at 772-286-2720.
There you go. Well, I'm Aphrodite North, and I'm the creatress of Inner Mysteries Profiled, which is a full-spectrum astrological entity, and that's my specialty. I love astrology because it's so scientific, but it's also so mystically correct, and I do a lot of people remotely. I also have facilitate a tarot share group here in Roanoke, Virginia at the Lifestream Center. I do mini readings at A Little Bit Hippie, the Next Generation, here in Roanoke, Virginia as well with my friend Heidi. And I have a lot of wonderful people here that just really shine. I'm an associate pastor at the New River Valley Metaphysical Chapel, where I also do sessions down there and teach astrology down there in the spring. And if you want to reach me for any reason to get a phone consultation or do a little research for you, it's 540-400-0110. Now, we have callers waiting already, Jacqueline. I'm so excited. And I have two people
on.
Yeah, I have two people on hold before I even signed on. So let's grab one of them and see what we can do to help.
Great.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
Good, and you?
Great. What can we do to help you tonight?
I just want to ask a question in regards to my relationship with my boyfriend. I wanted to know what 2012 has in store for us, or...
Okay.
What's your birthday?
June 29.
What year?
84.
And do you know what time you were born?
I do not. No, I don't.
Okay. And what city were you born in?
I was born in Cairo.
Okay. Where in Cairo?
Egypt.
And when's your boyfriend's birthday?
His birthday is June 26th.
What year?
67.
And do you know what city he was born in?
In London.
Okay.
Where do you live now, my dear?
California.
What city?
Los Angeles.
Okay. All righty then. Let's take a look. Wow. Very interesting international relationship you've got going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. How long have you been together?
5 years.
Wow. You're a very unique personality, aren't you?
I guess so, yeah.
Do you ever feel like you were born on another planet?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just teasing you. Don't tease me. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I'm. There's a lot to this relationship. This is not a simple relationship. I do like the United States for you, by the way. I will tell you that. As far as living, I think the United States is the best place for you to live. I think you feel more at home here than anywhere else in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I also think that he feels very comfortable in this place, okay? You guys have some things that are very much in common with each other, okay? And there's a lot of mirror things that really can be... See, because what you do is your natural personality is that you plan for things, you manipulate things, you always want things to be perfect and always right. I have a friend of mine who has a certain aspect that's like yours. It's such a nurturer and such a love. I just really enjoy her. But she anticipates what the person is doing and tries to make everything beautiful ahead of time when... She isn't, sometimes a person does something for a different reason. And so it kind of mixes things up. And there's a part of the communication where you might assume certain things that he does for a certain reason. And he's doing them for a completely different reason is what I'm trying to say. I think this is a very strong kinship of faith between the two of you. But I think the communication needs to be a little bit more open than what it is. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's some great harmonious stuff with this relationship. But I think this year is challenging it in a physical way to really, for the two of you to physically make some changes in the relationship to make it work. So I think this is a year of stretching for the two of you. Do you understand it that way?
Yeah, I feel so still. I feel like this is kind of like a make it or break it year because I desire more and talk about it and he knows where I am and I feel he, is there too, but I feel like he's taking caution as well. And I just wanted to know, do you see like some sort of an engagement?
Well, see, here again, and I'll explain this to you if what's happening is because you're really an intense creature, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Your energy projects way stronger than his. Okay? And in some senses, he really likes that. In other senses, it scares the crap out of him. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And with this, you too. He feels that doubt. He feels that fear factor. This is a relationship of no fear whatsoever. Both feeding commitment, no question about the commitment, okay? I know you want that physical commitment of the marriage at this point in time, but you can't have it without getting rid of that fear factor, knowing that he is faithful. He's got a Mars in Libra. He's totally faithful to you. He's totally loyal to you, okay? This is a very loyal guy, okay? He's a little social and kind of a little dramatic at points and times, but, you know, and I don't know that you like that drama too much, but, but here again, it keeps you on your toes. But you two aren't exactly alike is what I'm trying to say with the situation. And the only way, you guys are vibey creatures, and the only way that this relationship is going to make that commitment is if both of you two let go of that fear. Know that both of you are in this for the right intention and the right reason, and both of you two want this relationship to work. And go with that, and don't fear anything else about the commitment. And he'll turn around, and once you let it go, he'll turn around and ask you to marry him. Okay? Do it with your energy or your vibe, not with your words.
I see.
What do you think, Aphrodite? Sorry, I took off on that one.
Well, what I see is it's very important for you, especially, to recognize that the two of you are individuals. This is a year where you can both really help the other facilitate success in careers and or college. It's a time when you're both supposed to grow individually as well as together. And the friendship you have is dynamic. So if you deepen the intimacy of the relationship through really helping each other develop their skill levels this year, really be like the cheerleader behind the dreams for each of you, as well as the dream of being together, it's going to fly, and it's going to fly beautifully.
Okay. Can I just ask another question? I know that timing is tricky. I always want to know, because it is a long distance at the moment. I seen him not long ago, but when do you feel that he'll be here in California next again?
Well, Mars goes retrograde the 24th of this month, and it's retrograde until Friday the 13th in April. When Mars is retrograde in Virgo, he's more apt to be showing up there, okay? So I don't think it's too far off. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh.
I believe you're right. I was going to go with the same aspect.
So you said 24th of this month till April, you said?
Until April 13th, Mars is retrograde, so often it brings men back.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's going to be closer to April 13th. I think it's going to be more towards 1st of February somewhere. Give him a couple weeks into it, and I don't think he can stand it any longer.
Awesome. Well,
thank
you,
guys, so much for calling tonight.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Happy New Year to you. Wow.
That's a dynamic relationship.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have another caller here. Looks like it's somebody local to me here in Roanoke, Virginia. Let's just pick them up. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Aphrodite, Danielle.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Great. Decided to check in with us again, huh?
Yes. I was wanting to know how I could go about facilitating my own healing.
Your own feelings?
Healing.
Healing. Oh, okay.
And nurturing myself.
Nurturing yourself better.
Okay. What's your birthday,
Danielle?
Danielle's
birthday. I can tell you Danielle's birthday. She's June 13th of 1981. She was born at 9:30 a.m. in Alton, Illinois. Alton, Illinois. And she lives in Roanoke, Virginia. She's one of my girls in my tarot share group, but she comes to me. She's starting a nutritional business and doing some very interesting studies right now.
Okay. Well, that's great. I like the nutritional business for you. I think that's really great. You're a great speaker and a great communicator as far as that's concerned. I think that's an awesome direction for you. You're such a nurturer. And the health aspect of that and empowering others as far as their dietary needs is great for you. I have to say that. Okay. You see, you're not a self-motivator. When it comes to enabling yourself or empowering yourself, you need the group of others to do that. Okay. Your work, and this is, I'm going around in a circle because it'll lead you back to the what you really need to know. But your work or your way of life is crucially important to how you transform and change. Okay. So it's not a job or a profession. You're not a doctor or a lawyer or anything else like that. You're a public speaker. You're here to promote yourself, okay, and your personal beliefs, okay? And through that, okay, is where you discover yourself and fall into place. It's by other people and showing them the right path that says you keep on the right path. Do you understand that way? And opening up your channel and your path. So it's, again, here I'm going to say this is a great time for studying or looking into what really you like about the health industry and getting to know it and really promoting it in different ways. You are a public speaker, and you got to talk to people, okay? The problem with this is, you know, and the whole main problem with your chart of why you have are stuck and can't move at points in time is that Scorpio moon that you have, okay? And you have to understand the intensity of those emotions. When I talk about Scorpio, it's called still waters run deep, okay? So your emotions are very deep and intense and probing, okay? And you always want to know more. I'm going to suggest, because of this, that you learn astrology. I would strongly suggest taking an astrology class with Aphrodite. She's awesome. I got to tell you, you know, I love her, and she knows her stuff. So,
yeah, I was going to take it last time, but she wasn't able to have it.
Okay, well, I strongly suggest that because learning astrology gives you the answers to why your emotions swing. The lunar cycles really challenge you, so every 2.5 days, your emotions change.
Oh, lovely.
Okay. And so you've got to run through this gamut of this depth of this these emotions all the time. And that's what really sticks you in the mud, okay?
And is this going to change in
the
future?
No, you're born with it. It's your natural birth defect.
Oh, lovely.
Okay. It's like a boat carrying an anchor for its whole entire life.
Oh.
Okay. We all have handicaps. Yours just happens to be, you know, one of the more challenging ones in the zodiac.
And it's a Scorpio moon.
It's a Scorpio moon.
Well, let me tell
you. Now, I'm going to tell you how to get out of that. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. Because I have a Venus, Mercury, and Neptune in Scorpio, and it trines my Pisces victimized moon. Here again, the power is belief. You see what you believe, and you believe what you see. You have to just keep on moving and be in action and not act upon those emotions. Anytime you have any kind of situation that attaches to you emotionally that really hurts, let it go for 2 days. I know it's hard, but you just go, I got to let it go for 2 days, and then I can take a look at it, and I can analyze it and get to where I need to with it, okay? You are not an ER doctor. You never will be, and everything moves very slowly in your chart, okay? And you've got to move at a slow pace because of that. Even though you're a Gemini and you've got all this action, that's a communication. You have to have a lot of activity in your life to be in a lot of places. You have to be out communicating and have several different things going on for you to be happy because you move slowly, even though everything else wants you to move fast.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I have a suggestion for you, Danielle. And it's something that you can start to do immediately. You can start to do it today. Are you ready?
Yes.
I want you to start writing. I want you
journaling.
To spend some time alone, and I want you to write to yourself. I want you to open yourself up to be as honest with you as you can. Don't think of anybody else when you're writing it. Don't think anybody else ever has to read it. Just sit down there and take your feelings and put them down on paper where they're in front of you, and they actually have been translated rather than letting them swirl inside of you. Sit down and just say, this happened today, and it really hurt my feelings, or this happened today, and it made me angry. This happened today, and I was so giddy for 2 hours. Allow yourself to write down your emotional energies, and at the top of each page, as Jacqueline pointed out, put down the day and time you're making the writing happen, because then I can go back with you, and we can look at where the moon was and take a very strong look at your lunar cycles. It's going to give you a lot mm-hmm. of knowledge about yourself. Okay? And mm-hmm. we can do that together. I'd be glad, happy to help you with that.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, the lunar cycles are crucially important to you in this, and I think she's got a great suggestion there. Do it for 28 days. Okay? Do a full lunar cycle, and you'll see in that the pattern. Okay? And that's what you have to watch out for, because you're going to have good and bad days according to the lunar cycles.
Okay.
It also helps you to do a mental review of your day. Like, who caused you to have actions or reactions? Who did you feel was an ally? Who was your best listener that day? To acknowledge the people that are also feeding energy into your world sometimes, it can really be eye-opening when you go back and you read it.
And it'll be good for my book in the future.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
And that's
there
a good
go.
Thing
we
for you. I really like eventually you writing a book. Yeah, public speaking is really what you need to do to start this thing off, though, before you write the book. Okay.
Yeah. And that's in the works.
All righty.
That's great. That's awesome. Keep on going on
you
that direction.
You have a stellar
right
night, honey.
For you.
Okay, awesome.
Have a
thank
stellar
you.
Night. I'll be catch up with you soon. All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
She's such a darling.
She is.
Anyway.
She's
got such a sweet energy. I mean, she's got those crystal blue eyes like the wolf. Oh, and she has such a nice energy when you sit and talk to her. I think people are going to love getting counsel for nutrition with her. She just has that natural knack, you know?
Oh, yeah. Look at it. It's written all over her chart.
I know. And she is very psychic, too, when she's dealing with other people. But sometimes it's harder for us to see ourselves, you know? It's just
absolutely.
Well, I have someone else here calling in. Let's see if they want to connect with us. Hello there. You're on the air. Hello? You're on the air. I guess they're not on the air. Hello?
What?
May have dropped. Well, we have another person holding here.
We'll go on to the
you're
next
on.
One.
You're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi, you're on the air. How you doing tonight?
I guess it's me you're talking to, I hope.
Yes, there you are.
There you are.
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you doing tonight? What can we do for you?
Okay, I was wondering if you see any kind of relationship coming into my life soon.
What's your birthday?
May 4th of 56.
And do you know what time you were born?
3 o'clock a.m.
And what city were you born in?
Bronx, New York.
Do you still live there?
No.
Where do you live now?
New Mexico.
What city?
Tularosa.
Can you spell that for me?
Tularosa.
Got it. It changes your ascendant so drastically. I wanted to make the adjustment on the chart for you, hon.
Okay.
I like it on. I like it on her natal chart. Because you asked about love. Okay, and there's several different ways of looking at it, and I know that she, Aphrodite, is looking at it one way. But right now, Mars is in Virgo, and it's running through your seventh house of one-to-one relationships. Okay. You have a stronger power at this point in time to get involved with one-to-one relationship than you normally do. And it's there longer, so obviously you're addressing issues. I'm not surprised that you would ask that question because it does show that you are addressing issues with your one-to-one relationships, especially since Saturn is conjunct your Neptune, okay? It's a psychological change that happens at this point in time. I'm going to give you a suggestion because you have Mars in Aquarius. If you dream him, he will come is what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Because
okay.
At this point in time, you're being strongly empowered with your intuition to really call that one person in. You're a one-to-one relationship kind of girl. You're not a dating and romance kind of girl. You know, friendships are one thing, but as far as relationships are, you're looking for that perfect relationship with Virgo on your seventh house of one-to-one relationships, and you have the capability of having it at this point in time if you believe it. So, again, I'll suggest that you look into the dream time. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I'm looking at it from a little bit of a different perspective. I'm putting her where she lives now, and I'm taking a look at the planets that are moving as if they're persons, okay? And I think this is a preparation time for relationship. I think it's a time. Do you have a good social life right now?
Not really.
Well, I'm going to encourage you to increase your friendships and become a little bit more sociable in this cycle. And part of the reason I'm going to suggest this is because when I'm looking at the New Mexico chart, it looks as if it would be a woman that you would know that might introduce you to someone that you have yet to meet. And you might even hear the person's name a few times before you ever meet. But I feel that looks the way it's going to go down. Okay. And I also think because of the way the chart is set up, too, because right now Neptune is in the last degree of Aquarius, and it's opposing Pluto, the planet of power, life, death, and rebirthing. And in your New Mexico chart, it's in your seventh house of personal relationships. You want to fall head over heels in love with this chart. You have a Moon-Pluto opposition that is being triggered and has been triggered for a year. So that's how long you've really wanted this to just happen out of the blue, right?
Yeah.
Again, because this is happening right now, this is a time for you to be very aware. Like people mention someone, would you like to meet, would you like to go here? I think you need to kind of not go out and do every social thing, just, of course, the things that interest you. And but I feel that this is naturally going to come in through new people that you're going to be meeting at this time.
Okay.
Well, we're glad you called in tonight.
Well, thank you so much.
Keep us posted. Call us back.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey,
thank you.
Sweetheart. We have some nice people that are calling in, don't we? It's just amazing.
Yes, we do.
It's all about love.
That's what it's all about.
It
is truly all about love.
Well, we have another person calling in here. If I can get them up here.
All right.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight?
Hi.
What can we do for you?
I would love a reading.
Okay.
What's your birth date?
My birth date is April 2nd, 1964.
And do you know what time you were born?
Yes, at 3:15 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
Raleigh, North Carolina.
And did you have a question for us today?
Actually, I just like to see what's in the stars for me.
Okay. And do you still live in Raleigh?
No, I do not. I'm in Boston, Massachusetts.
Ah, okay. I'm from Worcester, Massachusetts, originally.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah, I love New England. I love New England. I love Virginia, too, but I love New England as well.
Yes.
They say you can take the girl out of New England, but you can't take New England out of the girl.
No, you cannot.
True. Wow. You've got some exciting things going on this year, don't you? Wow.
Well, I don't know yet.
All right. Well, what it looks like, it looks like you've actually kind of been emptied over the past year to be filled.
Yes.
And right now there's like a lot of new opportunities that are going to be coming to you, especially regarding your resources. Some of it has to do with financial, and some of it has to do with the resources of the people that really are honest and close to you in the cycle. It's really nice coming together. Yes. Now, are you in school right now? Are you thinking of taking some more classes?
I'm thinking of once things start falling into place, one of them will definitely I want to go back to school.
Yeah, you're very hungry for more knowledge and stuff. You want to be re-stimulated here.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
What do you see, Jacqueline? What do you see?
I got to say, you know, I think the financial resources are there. I just think you need to look and find them. Okay,
yes.
Not in your own personal resources, but outside. I think you have some opportunities that can come up for financial support to go back to school. And that was the first thing I saw in this chart. I said, you've got to be going back to school for your own benefit. It's great.
Hey.
It's really phenomenal. Great. I agree with Aphrodite about the financial situation making a shift and change. What are you doing for a living now?
Actually, believe it or not, I have taken a break. A much needed break from work.
Okay.
For your health, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And
starting to feel like you're going through like a burnout. Yeah.
Yes, and basically just looking at what it is that I really. What makes my heart sing instead of just taking a job just for the money? I can't do that anymore.
Absolutely.
That's why
really
emptying yourself out to build is a good idea. That's exactly what it looks like.
Yep. Exactly. And it's like this year, it's like I really, what is it that would bring me joy?
What brings you joy?
I just feel like I have something to tell people. I have something to say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're a teacher is what you are.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Your greatest benefits are in teaching and talking to people and telling people how to transform and change their life.
Yes.
Because you, in your chart, when you were born, led to many different changes in your life that were greater than the average person's. It's like living several books instead of several chapters.
Wow.
Do you understand it that way? And so you have a lot to tell others, and that's a great thing. And that Sagittarius moon really pounds that educational thing into place. And so, yes, that's one of the reasons why I think going back to school and going into the education system, and I think, again, here, that there's some great financial support that you just got to look for that has nothing to do with that. And that's where I would direct my skills is in public communications and speaking doing something within that in your education field because, again, your work is in the journey.
Yes.
It's not in the title.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Amen to that. That is so true. So true.
But
we're
I think
so
Aphrodite picked
in.
Up on it right away with that.
Yes.
I'm sorry, what was
keep
that?
Keep us posted. I said, we're so glad you
will.
Called in tonight. So keep us posted and let us know how you're doing.
I sure will. Thank you so much. And a happy
you're
new
welcome.
Year.
Happy new year to you.
Oh,
bye. Bye-bye. Yeah, I just love
I think
that.
That's always... I just really, oh yeah, right. 1 degree, oh gosh, you'd have to love that. But, you know, when you went right into the education, that was the first thing I saw here. You know, and that was such a great thing for her right at this point in time. That door opening is so great.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we have another caller here that's been on hold for almost a half an hour. Let me grab her before she gets tired of waiting for us.
Yeah.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Mary Lou.
Hi, Mary Lou. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
That's
well,
great. What can we do for you tonight?
I hear my voice coming back to me.
Yeah, I know. It's been like that tonight. We're just trying to tough through it.
Okay.
What can we do for you tonight? Do you have a special question for us?
I don't have a special question. I just want to see whatever comes up.
Great. What's your birthday?
10/22/62. And what time were you born?
12:07 a.m.
I love exact times. And what city were you born in?
Wheeling, West Virginia.
Now, do you still live there now?
No.
Where do you live now?
New Orleans, Louisiana.
Okay. Do you like it there?
Yes, I do.
Aha.
Mardi Gras is coming up.
All righty then. Party time.
Yep.
I've never been. I've always wanted to go.
It's not like people think. I mean, there's the tourist, and then there's the real Mardi Gras.
Okay.
Different.
That's fair.
The tourists act like idiots. No offense.
That's about usual. Yeah, I can understand that. I was in Florida for many years.
The average woman does not run around lifting their top. That's a touristy thing.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. I would say that's a touristy thing. What do you do for a living?
I'm a photographer.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Seems to me you should be a producer.
Producer of what?
Film. If you're going to be using pictures, it seems like you should be using pictures and sounds and motion as well. In this chart, you've got the potential, definitely.
Yeah, I just don't know how to do that. Even though I went to graduate school for it, I didn't take those classes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because you definitely do have the potential to do that because you do have an incredible sixth sense, I guess, with a camera, don't you?
I want to believe so.
Mm-hmm.
You do. You have a perfect eye. You have the Libra balance. Even though it's at 28 degrees, your Mercury's at 10 degrees, so it balances itself out again with the Libra balance. The Mars and the Moon in Leo and the North Node in Leo, it can't be any better. When you said photography, I went, that's just great. I think you're picking on yourself too much, and I think you're overanalyzing the situation.
Okay.
Yeah, because you definitely have some very strong dramatic art energies with both your Moon and Mars and Leo. And so my feeling is part of you wants to do something that will, I don't want to say heal the entire world, but enlighten the world. Maybe things like natural photography or things that have more of a psychological theme. That maybe even touch certain political things. But for some reason, it seems like you're moving in a direction where you want your work to have more and more meaning. And I think as that unfolds, you may find that there's other ways that you can work with your photography, and it'll become your time to embrace that in the future.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely have a creative chart, my goodness. Now, are you in a relationship now?
Nope.
Are you looking?
Of course.
Well, she's a Libra.
She's on the cusp of Scorpio, though. She's still going to want her downtime.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Her quiet time is crucially important to her.
I'm a balanced person with a little bit of sting.
Mm-hmm.
Scorpio.
You need somebody that has a great sense of humor, that's for sure. You need somebody that can really like lighten you up and brighten you up.
Yep.
You get a little heavy to it at times.
Yeah. Somebody that can take you out to play.
Yep. So, are you saying you see them, or are you just teasing me?
No, I feel like you're seriously looking.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying. What she's trying to tell you is that you have to put yourself out there. There's a doubt with that Venus and Scorpio that's been hurt, okay? When you love for life. It's a pretty strong intensity. Luckily, again, it's at later degrees, so you have a little bit of that Sagittarius energy to give you the fire to really push yourself out of it. But I think you've gotten yourself in, a little too complacent or a little bit too habitual with your love life. And I've got to say, I would be out there looking, because I think that you have the potential. I just don't think that you believe you have the potential at this time, so you're doubting it, so you're not getting yourself out there. But I think this is a great time for it. February is a great month for you to do this.
Even now, I think it's good for you to have the intention of really looking for someone that you could deeply admire and respect in your life that has a sense of humor. Look around you. Really pay attention to the personalities you're interacting with right now. Allow yourself to be available for conversation or just an aside remark. Start to put it out there more. That's what I'm seeing that you need to do. Because you're definitely ready, and I think you don't realize sometimes that you're so focused, sometimes you don't see everything that's going on around you.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll agree. You're not looking at what's around you.
I have kids, and always on the clock. Run, 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 go, go, go. So, yeah.
Yeah. And that's why sometimes, you know, you have to allow yourself to become the priority. You know, I don't know, when you work for yourself, if you're freelancing or if you're doing both, working for somebody else and freelancing, you know, you run out of time every day. It happens that way when you work for yourself. But at the same time, I think that you need to put yourself in your schedule, okay, and dedicate some time for you to experience relationships personally. You need to do that for you.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
We're so glad you called in tonight.
Well,
and call us back. Keep us posted on your progress.
All right, I will.
All righty then. Good night.
Bye.
Great. What a creative energy. Woof.
Oh, yeah. Look at that creative energy.
I think that the call that we dropped earlier has shown back up here on my screen. Let me see if I can grab them now.
Oh, great.
Hi there. You're on the air. Are you there? Hello. You're on here.
Hello.
Hi, hello.
How are you tonight?
I'm good.
Great, great. What can we do for you tonight?
Hey, I want to know what's coming up for me for 2012.
Okay.
I kind of got a lot of things going on. I kind of like to know what should be my main focus, or just what should I be doing that's most important?
All right, great.
Most beneficial.
Okay, when's your birthday?
July 5th, 1963.
And do you know what time you're born?
9:56 a.m.
Ooh, another exact birth time, Jacqueline.
Love it. And what city were you born in?
Memphis.
Tennessee?
Correct, yes.
There's more than one Memphis in the United States. It's just usually when people say Memphis, it's usually Tennessee.
Now, do you still live in Memphis?
I do.
All right.
What do you do for a living?
Nursing.
Yeah, you got all that healing power, my friend. All that
That's
healing power.
Where I was going to go.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing. You can help people even whether they're critical or convalescent. You have some great gifts here, my dear. Great gifts. Do you train or teach other nurses at this time?
I don't.
You
this might
should.
Be something you'll be looking
you
into. Yep. You're going to be looking into this over the next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's really good for you. You should.
Teaching.
You know, you're so compassionate. And one of the reasons why I'm really encouraging this is not only because, it's showing up in your chart that it would be good for you, but you're such a nurturing soul and you care so much about your patients, you know. And here again, you get very strongly emotionally attached to your patients. And in teaching, you can empower these other people to be able to go out and nurture like you do and give them that nurturing perspective, because a lot of people in the healthcare industry aren't as nurturing as you are.
Okay. Maybe I need to kind of suppress that with everything else that's going on in nursing. That's so aggravating, because I'm really aggravated by it now.
And here again, you get the opportunity to teach the concept, which changes the nursing industry itself. That's why I'm encouraging this, is because, yeah, the way things are run at this point in time aren't to your standards. And you can teach those standards to others so they can go out and do this, so that you're not just the only one out there doing it.
The other thing I'm seeing is you can be part of that solution. So you have your son in your 10th house, which usually when you have you're born with your son in your 10th house, you're either administrative or you work for yourself. And as much as most people that are nurses and enjoy the nursing aspect of nursing don't necessarily want to become administrators, however, you have the ability to do either or both. And, again, we all know how it is. They're understaffed. There's all this paperwork. Everything's about watching all the money and the budget. And it's very, very difficult to do any nursing at all.
Right.
But I think that you could be part of that solution as things start to shift this year. And I think that because of that, if you could be part of the governing body of wherever you work or have an opportunity to give suggestion, all right, you could make a difference this year, a big difference this year.
Okay. Well, I will venture out into that area.
Yeah, because then you're going to feel like at least you're doing something about it, you know.
Look at the positive of the situation, how you can empower the situation instead of being disheartened by what's going on around you.
Okay.
Because you definitely have some really great experience here. You've seen, I guess, the medical field go through a few changes already that, you know, were kind of like, I mean, maybe a little shocking to you. But because you are tenured, you understand when it's been a great place to work and helps to support people's healing process and when it hasn't been. And you know the difference. And a lot of people that are new coming in have no clue. They don't have any idea. Well, we're really glad you called in tonight.
Hey, well, thanks a lot.
And keep us posted.
I will.
All right. Good night. Well, isn't this wonderful? We have so many people that have been calling in tonight that really are trying to get their bearings for this new year ahead and work on their relationships. Relationships are big.
Saturn in Libra.
Oh, yes, I know. It's riding that cusp for months yet to come.
Yes, I know.
It's gonna be real tight. I know.
I'm glad my planets are all on the other side of it.
Yeah, me too. We have another caller here. Let me stick them up here and see what they need tonight. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, pretty good. I had a question.
All right.
Did you want my birth date? Or?
Yes, we do.
Absolutely.
10/5/60.
10/5/60.
And do you know what time you were born?
7:25 a.m.
And what city were you born in?
Huntington, New York.
You still live there?
By the way, I was born.
No.
Where do you live now?
In New York still. Long Island.
Okay. All right. You were saying that?
I was born 4 days before you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my question is, I was seeing somebody until the day before New Year's, really, a couple of days before New Year's, and until he never called again, blew me out of the water. We were dating 7 months. Do you think we'll get back? Do you think I'll have a call? Will I meet somebody else?
No. Do you know the birth date
Hello?
Of this one?
Hello? January 22nd.
What year?
I think 68.
And you wouldn't know what time he was born, would you?
Not at all.
Okay, and what city was he born in?
I believe Riverhead. Okay. New York, I'm not sure.
Okay. This guy's all over the board.
Well, I can see what's going on with him, though.
What?
Suzanne, Mars is the planet of action, blood, war, libido, decision-making, and passion, okay? And usually it's in a sign for 7 weeks and it moves on, okay? Well, it's not doing that this year. It's going all the way through Virgo. It's going to retrograde through Virgo, which means it looks like it's moving backwards, and then it's going to move forward and go through Virgo again, okay? And because of that, a lot of people are taking a look at their life and seeing if it's fulfilling or not, okay? And what's happening is Mars has been traveling very close to Pluto in his chart, okay?
Yeah.
So he's trying to figure out what empowers him. And I'm not talking about just relationship. I'm also talking about lifestyle, okay? And because Mars is going to be retrograding on the 24th of this month, and it's going to be retrograde until April 13th, he's going to be reconsidering everything. So this does have a potential that you could hear from him again. But you have to remember that even if you do hear from him in that cycle, he is still trying to work a lot of things out in his own mind, I want to say, because Virgo is a sign that's ruled by Mercury. So a lot of this has to do with his thinking and how he defines himself. Okay.
Well, what does that have to do with me? And will he, you know, will we date, or I date something else? What about me, though?
Well, that's the whole thing. Is that it's going to be moving through your 11th house of clubs, groups, associations, and friends. Okay. So this may be a time that you go back to some of the friendships you had abandoned when you were in a relationship with him.
Okay. And then what?
Well, like I said.
I want to put this in here, because here again, you are his lesson, and I truly believe this guy will be back in touch again. I can't imagine him not calling you during the Mars retrograde, okay, which starts January 24th. I cannot see you not being in contact with him. However, I don't think that he's going to make a commitment to you, or you're not going to know where you stand in his life. Until after June. Okay, so it is the basic bottom line of this. Aphrodite was talking about the socialization at this point in time in your chart, and I think you need to be open to the possibility of more than just this relationship. I think you need to get yourself out there and be looking at what relationships are available to you out there besides this one. And again here, even if you get involved in another relationship, I guarantee you this guy will be calling you again. So here again,
why,
you have some choices here that you're not looking at.
Do you think he met someone else?
No, he's going through a total reevaluation of his life. Okay, he does have, even though there's a lot of other things, he does have the intention of that one-to-one relationship with an individual, and he is attracted to you. I'll give you that, but this is the Plutonian aspect that's upon him at this point in time is a total life change. It leads to a lot of confusion and a lot of individualism in this. He's got some work he has to do on himself before he could ever make a commitment to a relationship.
All right, so you're saying, like, go out with friends, date others, and then see if he calls?
Exactly.
Go on with your life and allow it to be what it is. See what will unfold in front of you. Don't try and plan for things, is what I'm trying to say.
Now, real quick, do you see me getting a job? Because I need one.
Okay.
I'm subbing right now as a teacher aide, teacher assistant, and that's, I need something full-time in that capacity with benefits.
Hmm. Oh. Now, you already have a couple of irons in the fire?
I'm just subbing. I get called a lot, but
– Yeah, have you thought about going back to school?
No, I don't want to. No.
Okay, because I think that could
be
a good opportunity.
You're looking for something more permanent. I think it's a little farther away.
Like when?
It probably wouldn't be till spring.
That's fine, as long as it's spring.
Spring. Yeah.
I mean, do you think someone's
right
going to quit? Or is someone going to be an opening at one of the schools where I'm subbing,
yeah,
that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think it's going to come through mutual contacts that you have already from the people you've been in contact with. You're in a nice Pluto trine right now, and so I would basically be very open to also working with private schools.
Well,
okay?
I think they don't make much money. I'm getting called every day being on two public schools, so I want to stay there.
All right. Well, I'm just talking about if you wanted something that was permanent, there may be an opportunity in the private sector.
Yeah.
And you might hear of it from some of the people that you already know.
Huh. Yeah, I'm going to try to see if there's any job openings, like in the spring or, you know, starting, maybe there'll be openings.
Yes, I would
pursue that. And that's where I agree with her, that I would look in the spring for the openings. Through your tenacity and through your perseverance this year, is the way I'm going to put it, you will find that job.
Yeah,
but
I think
you
that somebody
have to
will
keep
quit
opening,
or
keep pushing it.
There's probably maybe somebody will quit, or someone will do student teaching, or someone will, there'll be a new kid or something, and then I can maybe work. That's what I'm thinking.
You can. You're good at it.
Yeah. I don't know if that's really the issue. To me, it seems as if there may be like a couple of new programs or a little bit of expansion of an area or something like that that happens. I don't necessarily see it so much as somebody quitting. I think there's going to be a change in the administrative energy of one of the schools, and that's going to open up a door for some new classes and new things that are going to be happening and new policies that are going to be put in place. And that's what I'm seeing.
So maybe do you think it's more of an aide job than an assistant? Or?
I don't know. It seems like me you're going to be claiming your power, so I feel whatever it is going to have a sense of being permanent.
Good.
I think it's going to be something where you're going to feel very respected, you're going to work very well with the people you're with.
Good.
Just nice for me because of Pluto moving in on your Saturn.
And you said you think he'll call around January 24th?
Sometime after that date. Yep, after that date.
Oh, wow.
Yep. It's only a couple weeks away.
What is he going to say? Oh, hi, how are you? And that's it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, here again,
he's, handle it.
You know, he's coming back and he's coming back and drawing the energy in to feel you out and see where you are. He's thought about you a lot during this period of time, but here again, he has some very strong issues, and that's what you're not looking at, is that he has to really get through these issues.
Yeah, but he could have called me. You know, you don't just
he
drop that earth.
But he, you know, and here again, I think that that's something that you should think about how you're going to approach with him. Again, I'm 80% sure that this guy is going to call. I'll give you that.
Okay, I know I took a lot of your time up, but my ex got residential custody of my son. We have joint custody, and I have visitation like weekends and stuff. Do you think he's ever going to come back to live with me? I could tell that he misses me a lot. He's only 10, and I just couldn't fight and pay money anymore. And so he's living with his dad. His birthday is February 20th, 2001.
But the Mars retrograde, that could also be under review between now and April
15th.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
It's a negotiable
time. But
what
do you mean? My son might say to his dad he wants to live with me, or?
Or at least that he wants to spend more time with you.
All right.
I don't know if it's going to be black and white. It looks like it's going to be a negotiation, but things are going to be better, okay, as far as you seeing your son more. And I think
well,
you have to be able to negotiate that. You know, it's a little harder. We've got like a minute left here, but I want to just say, because you are kind of like a full moon baby, the way your chart's set up here and stuff like that, try to really balance the energy. Be very positive about things changing. Don't get so much into the anger and frustration. Try to use, you know, your Libra sun to balance yourself out a little bit more.
Well, all I'm wishing for really is a steady, my son back, a steady boyfriend, and a job. Those three things.
I think that's a small list. I think you'll be blessed.
well,
thank you so much for calling tonight. All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Let's post it. Bye-bye.
I will.
Well, it's the top of the hour here. This has been the Illumination Station. I'm Aphrodite.
And I'm Jacqueline.
I'm Jacqueline.
And we'll be talking to you again next week, but it'll be a little bit later. We're going to be on the show from, what do we say, Jacqueline, 7 to 8?
7 to 8 next week.
Yes. We'll be happy to take your calls. We're going to try and keep the whole time down to a minimum if we can. I can be reached if you want a private consultation at 540-400-0110. And Jacqueline?
I can be reached at 772-286-2720.
Have a blessed week. Good night.
Good night.